football. The post-game interview.
Brad, the ice is out for everybody this evening. There's a lots of ice game. A pretty tough game from both teams.
Yeah, it was. There's a few sore bodies, and sorry, boys, you're stuck with me tonight.
That's fine.
That's
Brad.
Okay, Brad.
You're not leaning on a 5-iron down there.
Not at the moment, but he might be shortly. I don't know. What 40 points down, 7 points down, does it really make a difference at the end? I don't know. How does it feel from a playing point of view? It was a pretty resilient last quarter, but just couldn't quite get there.
Yeah, it was probably positive to see us fight back the way we did, but yeah, you just can't give teams a jump like that, and that just shows how the competition is. There's so many good sides, and you've got to be on for four quarters.
Thanks for joining us, Brad. Kingy, Cass and Reg Tui talking to you. Everybody's going to talk about the contest on the goal line between you and Isaiah Wanganeen Miller. Just talk to us about how you viewed it at the time, and when you looked at the footage back, do you think it was conclusive enough to overrule?
Yeah, I knew that we both got a piece, or he might have kicked my boot, so I'm not too sure. I felt there was something on the boot, whether it was his boot on my boot after he kicked it, or I thought they might have been looking at it for a while, so I wasn't too surprised.
That moment, did you feel it just took a little bit of a sting out of the momentum that, you know, you're up and about, you think you're within 3 points, and then next thing you know, they're pausing the game and, you know, you're not getting the result you wanted?
No, I don't think so. We had it in our forward line for, a large period of time there, and having them kicking it back in, I guess it was still down our end, and our backs behind the ball, like Jack Henry was tonight, was really good. Once they cleared it, and it was coming back in really quick, so we had our chances there, couldn't capitalise.
Brad, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. We asked the time-honoured question of what did the coach say at half-time, because, you know, in fairness, it was a pretty ordinary half of footy you played in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. We knew we weren't playing the way we wanted to, but we knew that we're well and truly still in the game with plenty of time to go, and there was a chance to turn it around, and we probably didn't start the third grade either, but we hung in there and almost got back, but not good enough.
Hey, Bradley, Big Reg here. I have a pretty good grasp on what the mood might be down there. I haven't been that long removed from the club, but can you confirm my suspicions? And I assume Scotty was his usual kind of calm and collected self post-game, hugely disappointed, but the coaches would have been, I'm guessing, pretty calm.
Yeah, 100%. Scotty's always level-headed, whether we win or whether we lose. So that's what we try to take into each week on the training track, and we'll look at stuff come Monday and look to improve, but Scotty was definitely calm in the rooms.
Now, Brad, I know you've just lost a game of footy, but we don't have to be super serious all the time. I did watch your little thing on YouTube when you were answering questions while you were just sort of leaning on it. Might have been a 54 degree lob wedge, and you look quite calm and relaxed, and you look sort of, you know, really the part there on the driving range.
Yeah, golf's a good way to probably relax and get away from footy, as my mate Reggie there knows. He's actually stitched me up.
Oh, we've been
sorry, we got us?
Talking about getting stitched up.
Yeah, he's...
We're back.
Keep going.
He's bailed on me for tomorrow for a tea time,
Bradley,
a bit flat with him.
I'm
probably going to have to not go, I think. I've got no one to play with, no friends.
Can you beat him, or...?
Well, he's been in the jungle, so I hope his game's a bit off. So
is that where he hits it?
Brad...
You're free drop out of that.
Brad, Benny, last week when we talked about your new three-year deal, and congratulations, great to know you'll be in the hoops for until at least the end of 2028. Benny wanted to know how many takes it took for that putt to roll in that they then put 28 on the ball as it rolled into the hole.
Yeah, they put me on a bit of a slope there. I said we probably should have just done it a nice straight putt, so it took a few
takes.
You
can't make them either, Brad, so
no.
It wouldn't have made a difference.
No, that's probably not my strong
point
either.
Was it what they call a Danny DeVito, Brad, was it? A little tricky five-footer.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Specialty.
Gee, you must be wrapped at the AFL scheduled gather around for the Thursday night, because that's Masters weekend, Brad, so that means you'll actually be able to probably stay up to all hours of the morning. Get up early in the morning to watch the coverage.
100%. We'll probably have a little sweep going on at the club. Oh, yeah. We like to get around it, so there's a bit of, what do you call it, maybe... all the boys get around, and there's a bit of banter in the group chat.
Am I still allowed? Can I still?
I'd ban him
exemption,
if I was you. If he's bailed on you for tomorrow, I wouldn't allow him in.
Yeah, true. He's not in my good books at the minute, so he's got a bit of making up to do.
Brad, commiserations. It was a great fight back. Unfortunately, just didn't end the way that we had hoped here in the K-Rock box. As we said, congratulations on a three-year deal. Unbelievable. You got Ben Riddle to do an incredible deal for you. And he said he's only taking about 0.5% cut too, which is impressive by him.
Yeah, he's been good, Rids. And Raptors stay at the club for another 3 years. So, loving my time here.
Did he do that deal in the front bar at Clats?
I don't know. Him and Macca were probably not great mates for a bit there. So it's good to see him back.
Brad, commiserations. We really appreciate taking the time to join us on K-Rock Footy tonight.
Thanks, boys.
Brad Close joining us on K-Rock Football. We'll see him in Brisbane.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.